One guy who could outrun the ball, he always could, and that is Ray Ratto of Comcast Sportsnet, who's back down here. Nice to see you.
What are you starting?
Hey, good to see you. I'm glad to see you back here. What a week for Giants baseball, huh? A lot of crazy stuff happened this week.
Just the one thing.
Well, I mean, let's start with Zito. And okay. You know, you were up there, I was down here, and I really don't know what the reaction was up in the Bay Area. But surprised to see that kind of article, at least from Bruce Jenkins, about that?
Well, I think somebody told him what he wrote. I'm not pinning this on him. Somebody decided either that Barry Zito needed to have a fire lit under
right.
him or was trying to, you know, disparage him. I mean, Bruce Jenkins is not a guy who makes stuff up. Right. So it came from somebody. I doubt it's Bochy. I doubt it's Sabian. So, you know, you can get, I mean, I don't know who it would be. I don't know who Bruce's sources are. But I think there is a sentiment that exists out there. But based on all the plain facts, it's pretty silly. I mean, Barry Zito is a sunk cost. It's $64.5 million. They're going to pay every bit of it. And if they don't know that, they ought to. They don't really have an alternative to him unless it's Jeff Suppan. And quite frankly, you know, he's going to end up getting some starts, but someone's going to have to pitch their way out of the rotation for that to happen. And the other thing is, if you accept the fact that Zito is a fifth starter, there are only about five or six guys who are currently listed as fifth starters now who are clearly better than him.
Or even most, in his class, really.
I most fifth starters he's right are terrible.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
I would rather have Edwin Jackson. I would rather have Jeff Niemann.
Right.
Kyle Blanton. McClellan's a coin flip. Maybe Blanton, maybe not. But, you know, we're basically talking about, in truth, the 20th most important guy in the team. And I'm not sure, you know, exactly what the urgency was to hit him between the legs this early in the year, but I believe that somebody did that. I believe somebody is frustrated with Zito and the fact that, you know, he's still only halfway through the monetary part of the contract. But that's not his fault. I mean, nobody put a gun in his mouth and said, you must sign this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's on previous management. And they're going to have to own it and eat it.
Well, you know, the interesting part, Ray Ratto with us is always great to get Ray's opinion here. But Zito pitched last night against the Dodgers. I didn't go to the game in Glendale. I was on the air for a change last night. But
well, you're working for free, yeah. Marty. I mean, you're going to be on the air all day, all night.
No, I do get paid. Come on. Zito actually said after the game that, you know, the article kind of hit him between the eyes. And he actually said, gee, maybe I have to pitch a little bit better. I was kind of surprised.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't know, you know, what question led to that answer. But, you know, it's not going to be the onus of an interview that's going to determine whether Barry Zito becomes, you know, a serviceable third or fourth starter. I mean, it's whether he can have more than half a year in which he's a contributor. I mean, last year he had the great half year in the first half. The three before that, it was in the second half. But he hasn't put together a complete year in 6 years. And guys don't tend to all of a sudden, you know, turn that around and suddenly become 33 start, you know, aces again. I mean, this is probably who he is. And, you know, whether or not...
Padres in there probably a couple of years ago. But they're actually playing decent baseball. I mean, you know, they are. They're catching the... It's hanging in the Bay Area. Brandon Belt had quite a week this week as well. Not that he wasn't on the radar to begin with, but it would be ludicrous to think he could make this team because it would bust up so many things and create havoc. But, my God, the kid has had quite a week. He can hit the ball.
Well, yeah. I mean, but they've known he could hit the ball. But, I mean, let's face it, someone's going to have to get hurt for him to make the opening day roster. That's just a fact. I mean, there's no place for him to play right now. And he needs at-bats more than he needs anything else. And he's not going to get them up here unless Aubrey Huff goes down or Pat Burrell goes down and they decide to play Huff in left field. I mean, there's only one place Belt can play right now. That's first base. And basically, if Aubrey Huff chooses not to get hurt, then Brandon Belt will be a proud Grizzly for a while.
Really, a Fresno Grizzly. All right. looking at the last roster spot, and again, you look for maybe decisions that could come up. They really have 26 players for 25 spots. The pitching last spot, I think a lot depends on Kane and how well he comes back, whether a Supon or Vogelsong noses out of Mota or Runzler simply because they want to have some insurance. But what do you do with an Ishikawa and Schierholz? I mean, they did win a world championship. One of those two going to get squeezed out of this thing?
Well, I think if Belt continues to have the spring training that he's had, it endangers Ishikawa more than it does Schierholz, because Ishikawa is a first baseman and Brandon Belt's a first baseman. And if Belt continues to hit the way he is, he becomes better than Ishikawa. So I think that's where Belt could impact the big club, is to see whether Ishikawa survives or not. But, you know, again, there's still 22, 23 games left before any of that sorts out. But I would say, you know, right there, that's probably the one vulnerability that you might see if Belt has the kind of spring training that they thought. I mean, he will still be in Fresno,
right,
but it will allow them the luxury of saying, you know what, we've got our backup first baseman.
Yeah. Bay Bridge series underway today. Is that why you came back for A's Giants?
I came back because the people who signed my checks told me to come back.
You don't work for free. All right.
No, strangely enough.
They give you checks. All right. Yeah. All right. So the A's, I mean, you know, I said this earlier in the show. Look, there's 6 games with the A's, 7 games with the Phillies, 6 with the Cardinals. These games with the A's are competitive games now. The A's can pitch, a little better team. Give me your assessment of A's baseball.
Well, we need a bench emptying brawl today. That's clear. We need somebody coming high and tight on somebody's neck, and we need benches clear.
Good luck.
I think the A's are likely to score somewhere between 50 and 60 more runs. But the thing that always troubles you with the A's more than anything else is the fact that they get guys hurt.
Yeah.
You know, they're talking about how they've got 9 relievers. Well, I'd be willing to bet you that 2 or 3 of them are going to have arm trouble by the end of the year. A, because of the law of big numbers, and B, because that's been their history. Now, they may end up being incredibly healthy all year long, in which case Billy Beane has some chips that he can use right at the end of spring training to deal with teams who are looking for a fifth starter or a left-handed setup guy. But, you know, by and large, the A's have as many relievers as they have, because in the past they haven't had enough. And I think that might be weirdly where the vulnerability is. It's if they get the wrong guys hurt, then their bullpen is a weakness again. But I don't think anybody in their right mind can say that the A's are worse than they were last year. I think they might be slightly better. I don't know if they're ready to challenge for a division lead yet, but you have to like DeJesus if he stays healthy. Willingham, I think, may be a better American League hitter than a National League hitter. Matsui becomes a wild card because you want to see if it, you know, he can hit in that ballpark as well as he's hitting the 2 really friendly ones that he's played in. But by and large, I mean, they look to me right now like, you know, all things going right for them, 86 wins, 87 wins.
That's pretty good.
It's not enough.
No, but that takes you to the last week, I'll tell you that.
You know, at least last couple of weeks, because, I mean, one of those teams could get weirdly hot. I mean, Texas had a great year last year, and if they have enough young arms that they can fake it. But, you know, 86, you know, it's another 5, you know, 5-6 game improvement over last year. And, you know, that's, you know, some teams don't get great overnight. Some teams have to do it slowly and carefully, and maybe the A's are one of those teams.
No, it took the Giants a couple of years to do it. All right, how long are you down for on this trip?
I'm leaving Saturday. Are you stalking me?
No, glad to see you. Maybe you'll take me out to dinner.
The chances of that are zero. Let me just emphasize
okay,
that. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming by.
All right, Marty.
All right.
Take care.
All right, Ray Ratto. Always a pleasure.